Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory, and time for John's on Friday. And look, this week I wrote about Trent Barrett and the Dogs. I think just about everyone's had a little go at that. But
Just pile on.
That's it. But as a sidebar, written about the Cowboys, did anyone expect the Cowboys to get out of the bottom four, honestly? Like,
did any alleged expert predict this at all?
No, I don't think so. No.
Nope.
No.
No, no, no. And it's a lesson for other teams. They're built from within. Look at all them local juniors coming through. Ruben Cotter, Nanai, Lukey. Who else have we got there?
A lot of them. I once spoke to Frank Stanton about what was the policy at Manly through their most successful eras. And he said, we produce a really good bunch of juniors, or find them when they're young, like Nick Kosef, Beaver, Daniel Gardner, and so on and so forth. Mm. And we surround them with two or three outstanding players that we pay money and bring them in.
Then encased in an attitude of we hate the rest of the world and we're better than everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Superiority complex. But I wrote with the Cowboys, there's been a degree to which we didn't see coming, good planning, because after a couple of real rough seasons, they've been able to say goodbye to the JT era.
Yeah.
Right? As two clubs and begin another successful era, because there's two clubs that couldn't. And one is Parramatta, lose their iconic number seven, Parramatta. Took them over a decade to be even considered anything like a title contender. And Newcastle at the moment. You know, and there's been some factors with Newcastle, coach turnover, ownership turnover. But primarily, it's been Joey retiring and them never being able to adjust or tinker with it, make it work.
With a superstar retiring. Yeah. I reckon you could tell... I reckon there was another factor there with the Cows. One, I think they just got tired of Paul Green's voice in the end. It was a little bit like how Madge was with South in the end. Mm. It just wasn't working. I also think they got unlucky because Michael Morgan was going to fill the void left by JT and he just had all those injuries.
Yeah.
And that made it twice as hard for them.
Geez, mate, they got some... like the Tom... I'm really happy for Tom Dearden. Because Tom Dearden was earmarked as a very, very good young player. You know, they took their time with him, the Broncos. They finally threw him in at a time when the Broncos were just being absolutely smashed on the field, off the field, criticised heavily, and he was just caught up in that. And when they took him to the Cowboys, I thought, oh, geez, and put him with Chad Townsend, I thought, mate, they're too alike. But
his time sort of came at the worst. He came on at the worst. I saw something about this last night at the pub with Jabaloo. So many, like with the Brooks, like so much of it comes down to luck.
You're not wrong.
You know, where your time comes when you hit the club at the right time with the right coach, with the right players around you. Mm. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. A lot of it comes down to chance.
Well, if you look at Brooks, Brooks's very best football was right at the start of his career because it was right at the end of the Tim Sheens era.
Exactly.
Where all those players are there helping out, many hands, make light work. You can use that.
I love that.
But, mate, and Todd Payton, you got it. Tim had Todd Payton. He's been able to say, I was wrong about the Tamalolo situation. He's been able to hold his nerve with plenty of criticism around and keep to his vision for the side.
It's never really got out exactly how that bridge was mended between coach and superstar player. But it's worked.
When he's interviewed Todd Payton, he still keeps that angry demeanour. He looks like Ming the Merciless from Star Trek.
You know what? That's exactly what I think every time I see him in a press conference.
Yes.
He's very honest.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sort of brutal honesty with the way that he speaks. And I think that was what happened early on there with Tamalolo. I think he just sort of said very publicly how he thought he should play, even if it wasn't right.
And, of course, excellent player, very good schoolboy prodigy at Arundel College, did some good things at the Raiders, but they then went to the Roosters. They had big success there, but the Roosters basically let him go. And I spoke to Tim Sheens about him. Tim Sheens said, I needed a ball-playing forward for how I wanted to play and got Todd Payton across. And you forget the fact that he won a grand final at the Tigers.
A lot of us rolled our eyes about what they threw money-wise at Chad Townsend. Has it been justified?
Yeah, I think it has. Mm. Given what he's done to the... It's a little bit like Adam Reynolds. Mm. He's given a bit of direction and he's taken, you know, he's taken a lot of the heat and pressure off Dearden. Dearden's just... He's really surprised me how good a runner the football is, Tommy.
I wonder how their depth is. Well, at the moment, they have... I think they've got their pretty much their top 17 on the field. I wonder how, what's their, is it the Blackhawks, their feeder club? I wonder how they're going.
Given the fact that it's a young roster, I'd say it might be a little bit skinny. But they're...
Can they sustain it?
Geez, Murray Tuolungi, he does some freakish things.
Unbelievable. Freakish things.
Yeah, he gets himself in a position to get the ball when he scores tries, and that pass last week.
Yeah.
That was special.
Would you give him a chance against the Melbourne Storm?
I think they win.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they win.
Yeah, interesting.
I just think Pappenhausen is a massive out for him.
Sure is.
He links. He links everything in attack, and it was like defensively, the fullback does so much organising at the back defensively.
I can't see Melbourne losing two. When would they have lost two in a row?
It's been a while.
Midder. Where's Midder?
I'm going to text.
Midder, what's that? He can't remember either. We'll take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about who come back better.